Hey everybody, welcome back to The Drop. This week we're bringing you an interview with Gary Waldman, who's Neil Casal's manager and one of his oldest friends, about the special Neil tribute show at the Capitol Theater this Wednesday, September 25th. The show's called There's a Reward, a celebration of the life and music of Neil Casal to benefit Music Cares. Looks like it's shaping up to be a pretty amazing evening. Among the musicians who Gary, Pete Shapiro, and others brought together are Beachwood Sparks, Chris Robinson Brotherhood, Circles Around the Sun, Joe Russo with Dave Drywitz, Tom Hamilton, and Scott Metzger, Dave Schools, Jeff Hill, Jason Crosby, Eric Krasno, Dwayne Trucks, and literally dozens of others. You'll hear Gary talk a little bit about the lineup and how he brought it together once we get into the interview. Tickets are still available for the show, and if you haven't seen it, there's a link in the show notes. The show will benefit Music Cares, as I mentioned, which you can hear more about from Gary in the interview. If you can't make it to the show, we hear from the folks at the Cap that there will be a stream, so check out thecapitoltheater.com for updates on that, and we'll put a link in the show notes as well. This interview was really great, particularly because this is the person who's known Neil maybe longer than anyone in the music industry. We start by talking with Gary about how he met Neil and his relationship with Neil, which goes back to 1987.
So I met Neil when he was 18 and still in high school, and we just shared a love of music and became good friends based around our love of music and a lot of the same music. And, you know, so we had a dream together about, you know, what his career could be. And when he started writing songs, we just had a vision for how to do it and what could happen, and spent a lot of time dreaming that up and working on demos and songs and shows. And so it's, you know, it's a very long, wonderful friendship. And, you know, it's one of those things, like, I'll always remember his musical talent, but just also his sense of humor and what a great guy he really was. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to have a friendship with somebody for 33 years where we never had any kind of falling out or anything. So that's a great thing.
Then Gary and I talked about how he envisions this show and how it came together, the way he wants to honor both Neil's solo work and his collaborative work.
The kind of the way I imagine this show was divided into two sections, and kind of like Neil's musical biography, if you will. So there was singer-songwriter Neil, which was, you know, essentially like, you know, early 1990s into the mid-2000s. And that's a guy that a lot of people who've discovered him through his guitar playing and with CRB and Ryan Adams and other people, that people may not even be aware that he had a whole solo career for a long time, and he made some great albums and wrote some incredible. So I just want to make sure that we shine a light on that early stuff. So what we're going to do at the show is there'll be a lot of people. I'm sure there's a lot of names on the performers list that people don't recognize, but that's because there are people that were very important in Neil's musical life that I wanted to give the opportunity to come up there and honor Neil by playing some of those songs. And also, people, the way we set it up was like, you don't have to play a Neil song. You can play any song that you think Neil would have loved, or a song that you guys talked about and loved together, and whatever it is. So there'll be a little bit of a mix. There'll be some cover songs. There'll be some Neil songs. And then the second part of the show will be the stuff that maybe people are more familiar with, which will be CRB and Circles Around the Sun will be playing, and Joe Russo, Beachwood Sparks, various other people. Jason Crosby is going to play something really beautiful. It's going to be a great night. I'm really excited about it. It's in one way, it's very painful to put it together. And the other way, it's really fun thinking about it and thinking how much Neil would enjoy it, because I know that this would be something he would be very proud of. So we just want to make it great. People have a nice night remembering Neil and what a great musician and artist, and really what a great person he was. He was a very positive person, and he left a great mark on people, I think. And that's been the amazing thing that's happened in the last few weeks, is just the outpouring of love and hearing from so many people and hearing all these little stories from fans or people that he might meet out, you know, after a show by the bus, and how he was so nice to everybody. He always took time to talk to people. He was never the guy who was like, oh, not talking to anyone. He was always nice to people, and he kept in contact with a lot of people and was just a very positive influence in people's lives. So I think that's a great legacy about him, in addition to his music.
So you might be thinking something similar to what I was thinking after Gary said all these amazing things about Neil, which is, man, this makes it even more sad that he's gone, given how many people he influenced and how positive and gracious he was.
He was just, at the tip of the iceberg, musical talent and what he was capable of, like both on guitar and singing and composing. And he was just so great. And, the week before this happened, we were finishing a new Circles Around the Sun album. And it was, we were in there and in the studio, and it was like, wow, this is the same feeling that Neil and I had back in the 90s when we were making our first batch of Neil Casale demos. And it was just great to be in there. And so, like, in some ways I'm if he had to go out, I'm glad I have that memory of him was recording some of the last music. Really the last music he ever recorded, unless you count the performance at Lock-In. And that record will come out next year, and it's fantastic. It's so good. So it's extremely upsetting in so many ways, of course. At the same time, my determination would be that his musical legacy grows and that more people discover him and listen back to these beautiful songs he wrote, or the guitar solos he played, or the songs he co-wrote with people like Chris and Ryan Adams and all of that. And I think that will happen. I think that people will discover his music and realize he was a great artist, really was.
So in addition to the show, Gary told us about a couple special things coming from Neil's solo work. Check it out.
Next year is the 25th anniversary of his first solo album. And we had all these, we actually got the rights back to the record from BMG, and we're going to be re-releasing it on vinyl in the springtime. And we are also going to re-release his whole music catalog on iTunes and Spotify on November 2nd, which was his birthday. So that's good news. And Neil was excited about this. Like, he knew all about this, that we're going to be reissuing all this music. And I think it was important to him that it's out there for people to discover. And a lot of the records, some of the records we did in the 90s were on various European labels or labels over here, but we own all the music, but a lot of it hasn't been able to be put online because of whatever business stuff, but that's all solved now. So all this stuff will be up there for people to hear. And then there will be a vinyl reissue of Fade Away Diamond Time next year.
So as Gary and I got back into the show specifically, we talked about how he pulled all these musicians together in such a short period of time.
I thought about it, like, who can we get to do this? So the ball just kind of started rolling real quickly. And to be able to have a partner in this, like Pete Shapiro at the Capitol Theater, just made it so easy. Because Pete, for people who don't know him, is the best promoter there is. And he has a vision for things, and it's not all about, well, how many tickets are we going to sell? His mission was the same as mine, which is we have to honor Neil and let's pull it together, do whatever you have to do. And so that made it easy. It would be a lot harder if I had to go find the right place to do it and deal with promoters of people that I don't know as well as I know Pete. So that was amazing to be able to have that. And of course, the staff that he has there and everybody who helps him put on shows, amazing. So that really was the thing that made it easy to do. And then it's just like, okay, well, let's see who was important in Neil's musical life, and starting to call all those people and get them lined up. And we've managed to pull it together. There's quite a few people that I would like to have got who just have conflicts, whether it's with shows or personal things. It could go on. It could go on for hours and hours if I managed to wrangle everybody that I was thinking of, but that's okay. still going to be great. We're excited to make it a great night and just honor Neil, and hopefully it'll help a lot of his friends and fans just, somehow heal up a little bit.
Lastly, Gary and I talked about Music Cares, the charity that will benefit from the concert. It sounds like a really cool organization.
Michael McDonald is the CEO of Music Cares, and he's, for people who don't know who he is, he was John Mayer's manager for a very long time, and he manages Ray LaMontagne and a lot of other great people. He worked with Dave Matthews for years, and I've known him for years, and what Music Cares does and what a great organization it is for musicians, because so many musicians, they give up a normal lifestyle to go out and play music and make records. And so that might mean you don't have health insurance, or you don't have a steady home to live in, or you're always moving from here to there. And Music Cares has been able to raise millions of dollars and help out musicians who are going through hard times. Another band that I work with has a, incredible bass player who's been a musician his whole life and had some problems with his heart and doesn't have health insurance. And they stepped right up immediately. Like when we went to them, they stepped right up and helped him out and paid for doctor's care and paid, like, just really saved him. And I know they've done that for tons of musicians. So there's a lot of great organizations that are doing work on mental health or suicide awareness or other things. And I at some point I would like to do things with them as well. But right off the bat, Music Cares was just the first thing that to us was the thing that made the most sense. And, just because of all the work they do in different forms of the music industry. So we're very, very happy to be able to hopefully make quite a large donation to them.
We hope you enjoyed that conversation with Gary Waldman. Really thankful to him and Pete Shapiro and the people at the Cap for pulling the show together. That's this Wednesday, September 25th in Port Chester, New York. There's a reward, a celebration of the life and music of Neil Casal to benefit Music Cares. Really important that we highlight these organizations like Music Cares, particularly on the mental health side, but also, as you heard Gary talking about, on the healthcare and other kind of life challenges side that a lot of musicians actually run into on a daily basis. So hopefully people can learn a little bit about that organization and a little bit more about how they're helping musicians along their journeys. So we hope to see some of you at the show. I'll be there. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Drop. Thanks for your support. We're going to leave you with one last track from Neil. This is from his last performance at Lock-In just about a month ago. He takes the lead on Cats Under the Stars, and it's just fantastic. If you haven't checked out the whole set, you can see it on YouTube or you can listen on archive. So if you're going to the show on Wednesday, say hi. Let me know if you're going to be there. I'd love meeting Osiris fans in person, and especially if we're all going to be, celebrating the life of this amazing musician. So we'll see you all next week. Enjoy. Take care of each other. We'll see you out there.
Thank you.